Yes, so
happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Well, we got an exciting show today. Welcome to Sunday Conversations with Sherry Shantae and
Sharika Day.
Oh my goodness, who do we have today?
Oh my goodness, so wouldn't it make sense for us to talk to the president, the boss? She has so many titles in my opinion, but Janice Davis with Davis Broadcasting. So I can't wait to talk to her because I know she's going to have a lot to talk about when it comes to Juneteenth. This is the first inaugural event in the community, and I've heard so many different things about it. So I can't wait for Janice to share what's going on that week.
I can't either, and I'm sure there's a lot, because judging by the agenda for Unity Week and Juneteenth celebration here in Columbus, Georgia, it sounds like we have our plate full. So yes. I am excited to hear what we have going on, and I hope you are too. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Sunday. Thank you all for joining Sunday Conversations with Sherry Shantae and
Sharika.
So we were talking about all the nice things that the community has for Juneteenth, and it's so awesome. It seems like since we got national recognition of this holiday, everybody wants to be involved. So there's a lot of things going on. So what do we have up our sleeve today, Sharika?
So I'm excited to be talking to our special guest, Ms. Janice Granville with Davis Broadcasting. She is going to share with us all the wonderful activities that are coming to the community. So let's talk to Janice.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Janice. Hi.
So it seems like we have a whole calendar. I was thinking that this Juneteenth activities or the activities that we had was just one day.
Right.
But it seems like there's a lot of buildup to the big celebrations, and it seems to be at different locations around the city. So what does Columbus have in store for Juneteenth this year?
Well, so this is exciting because I don't know if most people realize it, but you know, when you come together and work as a team, you can really get a lot accomplished.
Totally
so,
agree.
This week is pretty much made up of tens and tens of organizations. Like, literally, I think there's probably 50 plus organizations or more.
That's awesome.
People have come together this week. So it starts off with a press conference. To find out what's going on for Juneteenth, I encourage everyone to come to this never seen before type of press conference. It's going to be off of Buena Vista Road. It's at 1710 Buena Vista Road. It's at the Roundtree House.
Okay.
You have probably driven by it many times and never paid attention to it, but on that day, it's going to come to life.
Wow.
So really excited. Rob Scott has been the committee chair for that particular event, and it is a press conference to tell you about the entire week.
Okay.
One of the things for Juneteenth is we wanted to honor the authenticity of how everything actually happened mm-hmm. during that time period.
Okay.
So you will hear read the order number 3 that tells the slaves that at that time in Galveston that the Emancipation Proclamation had occurred and that they were actually free.
Okay.
So just come with your creative minds on, and I think you will be very excited. And they'll share all the details for the week.
Okay, that sounds enticing.
Yeah, it sounds exciting, and it sounds like you're getting an agenda along with the history lesson as well.
Absolutely.
That is a fun way to engage the community. Speaking of engagement, I'm looking at the flyer. There's so many different companies, local sponsors for this particular event. So again, having all hands on deck mm-hmm. is important as well too. But I'm excited about the history lesson.
Exactly. So look, speaking of history, Sherry, you want to go to the Wednesday night event at the Mildred Terry Library.
Okay.
It is going to be an oral history experience. You know, you can learn history not just from books. You can learn it through storytelling.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
We have 4 awesome storytellers and some wonderful musicians that are going to accompany what we're calling our griots for the night. Come out to the library, go from one station to the next station, and hear just these awesome participants tell you about the history of this area, their understanding of their experiences in Columbus, Georgia, mm-hmm. that diaspora as far as how it's come to Columbus.
Right.
You know, what Columbus looked like years ago.
Right.
You're going to hear from griots like Ronzel Buckner and Tony Webb and Judy Purnell and Rashida Ali. You're going to hear just awesome people in our community tell you some stories. And along with them, you're going to hear musicians. They
Ooh.
Will accompany them.
Right.
These musicians will be your traveling music from station to station.
Oh, that is awesome.
Miss Jackie Egan's, the Black Schwab Society.
Nice.
It's just going to be awesome. Some drummers. It should be an experience. There's also stuff for kids. So there's some creative, you know, stations where kids can make flags and buttons.
Right.
A video going on outside. I just encourage people to see this and really experience the history of Juneteenth.
Right. You know, What I like about that is the storytelling, because a lot of what we know is just passed down through, you know, oral history. So I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's going to be June 15th at Mildred L. Terry Library, 640 Veterans Parkway. You don't want to miss it. So going back, the proclamation is June 13th. And then June 15th, we have the oral history. So June 14th, we didn't skip that one. There's exciting things going on there, too. It looks like some economic empowerment opportunity.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Rob Scott is doing a forum that evening. And it's going to be really awesome.
Janice, you got me pumped up. Gotcha.
Definitely. And I'm excited about that, too, because it seems like there's some opportunity for me to learn something there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as an adult, as a parent, I think my husband, along with my 18-year-old daughter, will need to make an appearance there, because anything dealing with economic empowerment is important for our community, especially. So
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely.
And when you think, like, right now, the way the economy is, we all need to be empowered. Money right now, I mean, however we can make it work for us, we really need to learn about it. So I think everybody should be there.
There's stuff throughout this whole week for everyone. And honestly, if you just set your calendar to around 6 o'clock every night that week, you're going to come out differently than you went into the week.
Awesome.
I love it. It sounds like growth in the community, growth within this Juneteenth celebration. And again, it is a celebration, but it also a learning opportunity and a growing opportunity. So yes, make sure around 6 o'clock each day, look on your community calendar, listen to this broadcast, share this broadcast with your friends and family members so that they can come and enjoy the festivities as well. So again, it's from the June 13th to June 20th. What's going on with the celebration of art and fashion?
Oh my goodness. I have to tell you, Oz Roberts has put so much work into this particular event.
We love Oz.
Yes. Hey Oz.
Hey Oz.
He has brought a spectacular presentation, and it's going to be held at the main library right off Macon Road.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get to experience just a combination of art and history and fashion. Honestly, you need to see this. It's hard to describe all that this particular presentation is going to bring, but it is exquisite.
I'm already interested.
I
was looking at TikToks a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. and they were showing like some of the fashion from the 90s and how we've evolved and how beautiful it is and mm-hmm. how creative we are as a people.
Mm-hmm.
Going back even further.
Right.
This mm-hmm. is stemming from something. There is nothing new under the sun.
Right.
So it's stemming from something. I want to see that one as well.
If Janice's energy does not get you there, because I am, I am excited.
A lot of hard work, you all. A lot of hard work. I'm telling you, the chairs of these days, and Tuesday night, it's Sylvia Bunn and Dr. Asante Hiltz, and you know, and myself, and we worked on those nights, and Oz is working on that Thursday night. But these are just the committee chairs. There are so many people that are coming together to make these nights happen. So really, really, there's and tons of volunteers. It's really exciting.
Engagement, engagement, engagement. I'm looking at the June 17th event, the Food Truck Friday.
Yes.
That, you know, if food is not a motivator, I don't know what is going to motivate
Bring
you
back
to
participate. Food trucks. Yes. We need some food trucks. Awesome.
We
is
love food.
Is there anything specific about the food trucks or the type of food out there? Is there a particular theme?
The theme this week is just we've asked them to come and just bring their best. Bring their best to Juneteenth week.
Okay.
So this is just an opportunity to experience the food trucks on Friday. Remember that Juneteenth is also about celebration and community.
Right.
So the more ways we can come together to meet new people, to talk about our community, to try to find ways to continue to uplift our community, even if it's around food.
Right.
That's the best.
Right.
You know, so I think that's what you can expect at Food Truck Friday.
And if nothing brings you together, food will.
Yes.
Let me post a food plate online. I'm coming over. You cook tonight.
Right.
That's my favorite question to ask family. You cook? Okay, I'll be over. That's
we were right. just talking about food.
Absolutely.
So the color purple.
Yes. We didn't want to exclude the awesome events that are going on, even if they weren't directly a part of the Juneteenth committee.
Mm-hmm.
So the Springer, and I don't know if you have watched the previews on the Springer website, but the talent from the singers in that play is phenomenal.
Okay.
So we want to encourage people to go to the Springer that evening. This is the only event. It's on our calendar. It's not free, But the Springer actually is offering a 25% discount, ooh, which is pretty big.
Right.
Discount. To go see the play that night. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you know, look on their website and buy a ticket that night. It's a great thing to experience with your friends and family. And there's a lot of local people that are involved in that play, like all of their plays.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
And the color purple is a classic in itself. So if you can support the local mm-hmm. theater, your local community talent, that's a plus. Check, check, check. And that is on June 17th. Do not overlook your 20% discount.
I think it was 25.
25. Oh, 25. I have been corrected, please.
Don't talk about the 5% right? Now.
We were just talking about money, economic, right?
There it is. So inflation, we need to save. Yes, that 25%. Yes, save your coin. Go during the Juneteenth celebration. The Color Purple will be showing at the Springer at 7:30, and that is on 10th Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so the next event... Janice, okay.
Oh my goodness. So it's all coming to this Jubilee, this whole weekend, mm-hmm. partying, basically, and celebrating our community, celebrating each other. So the Day of Jubilee will bring you, if you have not found your special thing all week, we're kicking off the Day of Jubilee with a fitness workout with Terrence Flowers with 4.0 Fitness
okay.
in the morning at
okay.
9. Mm-hmm. Come be ready to do a mini boot camp with him ooh. And learn a little bit about history.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 10, from 10 to 12, bring all your youngsters and let's have some basketball competitions. The YMCA
okay.
is hosting competitions. Can you dribble? Mm-hmm. Can you three-point shoot? Mm-hmm. Can you play the ultimate game of horse?
I was about to ask that. Are we playing horse?
We're playing horse.
Okay, because I could play it a little bit back in the day.
Let's go get that Fisher-Price basketball game my nephew has. I can practice some free throws, and I've been watching the playoffs, too, so I think I know how to play basketball.
Okay.
It's coming back to me.
Bring it, Sherry.
I like watching it and hoping that it just flows through you.
Just call me Sherry Curry. Yes.
I love it.
We're ready.
The great thing is that there'll be prizes and for the winners during these competitions, so it'll be fun.
That's awesome.
Just for people who are athletes, you know, and you don't mm-hmm. have to be on a team. It's for young people and for older people, and you know, for everybody.
Right.
So from 10 to 12, come enjoy some basketball. The YMCA is helping to conduct that particular competition during that time. And then the Jubilee stage kicks off at 12.
Okay.
And we will have, if you're familiar with Columbus, you're familiar with Lady Breeze, who does poetry.
Love
She's
her.
She's going to host a poetry session, so we're going to have poetry on that stage, followed by some more dramatical presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have some kid performances. There's a number of bands and dance groups, our kids' dance groups. It's going to be an awesome presentation stage, performances throughout the afternoon.
Okay.
And then we get to our evening. So in addition to what's going on the stage, there's going to be a resource fair going on upstairs. So literally, we want to make sure you come out with something
right.
When you leave. So go upstairs and see the resource fair. Tons of organizations have come together to make sure you can get what you need
right.
in our community. Then we have a Black Wall Street vendor fair that's also going on. So there's tons of organizations and vendors mm-hmm. that are set up for you to come experience some you know, some different things. Come get some products and things from other African-American owned businesses in our community.
Right.
So that's all going on at the same time. The stage is going on. It's a festival. It's a Jubilee.
It sounds like a huge celebration.
And this is all the June 18th celebration.
This is all June 18th.
Wow, this is from 10 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Awesome.
So the concert's friendly. At 5.
Okay.
I haven't even got to the concert.
Get to the concert then.
It seems like we're partying with a purpose.
Right.
Right. You got the family aspect, the mm-hmm. sports, athletics, the
business.
Resource fair, mm-hmm. the Wall Street, the market.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's full circle, and we didn't miss any steps here.
Yeah.
And a concert.
You got to have your best musical talent from this region.
But I didn't get the auditions. I didn't get the audition notification.
It's coming, Sherry. It's coming.
Look at your mail. That's a little slow in Columbus sometimes.
I'm telling you.
Please don't hype her up.
The mail said no, that she don't need this.
Do not hype her up.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You will get to hear, and I don't even want to begin with the names. There's so many, but talent in Columbus that I'm always proud to talk about
mm-hmm.
because we bring in wonderful talent in the city, but there is mm-hmm. some really great talent that already lives here or is from here. So that concert goes on from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
I'm sure we're going to be getting chills that day.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I've witnessed it.
So you can just pretty much just come in the morning and just hang out all day.
You can. If you're a sports person, you come work out in the morning, you go home, and then you come back in the afternoon. And if you're a person who loves, really wants to support the kids from Brewer and from Kendrick, and you know, then come out with the Diamond Dance Team. Ooh. Just come out in the afternoon.
Okay.
You know, and stay to the concert.
Right.
There's something for everyone.
I love it.
So I have a question for my personal knowledge, because we've already talked about the food trucks on the 17th. So at the Jubilee, at the Civic Center, will there be food for purchase there?
You know what I love about this is they planned for these food trucks to get to be able to be out there all weekend long.
So they're
going to be there Friday all the way through Sunday.
That's how you support business. Ask and you shall receive, and that's good. Because, you know, you get something good from a food truck, and you're looking all over town for that food truck. I'm telling you, I'm going to have my notebook.
Absolutely.
I love it. Pretty awesome.
So, Janice, what's the next event that you want to talk about?
I know. Are y'all tired yet?
No, not at all.
When I say I'm so excited, I'm
like I said, it's the energy.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody plans, like, I'm going. People say they want to go to this festival and this festival. Come to the Juneteenth Festival, you know? So, on Sunday, it's the Juneteenth Praise Fest.
Okay.
And it's going to be really awesome. It's from 2:30 to 5. I think I'm saying that time right. And it's going to be made up of local and regional and national gospel and Christian and inspirational music.
The artists
will perform. So we want it to be like you're going to your church in the afternoon. When you come back for those who go back to church after the service, fellowship hall, come in fellowship. It's a fellowship hall. We're focusing on gospel and Christian music, but it's also about health. So the vendors that day will be focused specifically on our physical and our mental health.
Mm. Right.
So there'll be vendors set up for you to get more information about that.
You hear that? You get the spiritual soul food, the physical and the mental health.
You got
check
it.
Mark
need it.
Up and down.
Yes.
It. Okay.
It really, really is. It should be something to enjoy. And like we said, when we were all coming together to put this together, we wanted every generation in our family to have something that they look forward to doing.
Mm. Right.
So we're hoping that that's what this week accomplishes.
I think so. I think you guys have accomplished everything. So hats off to the committee for putting this together. I mean, the first one, like, I don't know how we follow it up for the next few years, you
I'm
know?
I'm sure they're already planning. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone is excited about next year. Almost maybe more than they are about this year. The more you learn, the more you know that you want to do. We end the week on kind of a day for family celebration.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bicycle ride through the Black Heritage Trail, and if you've never been on the Black Heritage Trail, which I have not so far, so I look forward to it. There's a bicycle ride going on that Monday, so you can take your family or just yourself, you know, grab your bike and go. There'll be docents that will be available to tell you about all of the markers in the Black History, the Black Heritage Trail.
That's amazing.
Another learning moment.
Right.
Love it.
We have with learning, end with learning, but I think you'll find that every single one will stop and make sure that we don't miss the grand picture of what we're celebrating.
Right.
Even on that first history night, you'll hear not just about Juneteenth, but about the end of slavery. What actually ended slavery. It wasn't necessarily the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right.
So, yes, it's going to be learning throughout.
Right. So, personal question. What does Juneteenth mean to you?
Oh, you know, when I think of Juneteenth and I think of freedom, I think of growth and opportunity. So for me, it means looking back to where we've come from, but really taking some time to see if we're moving our community where we need it to go. So celebrating the accomplishments that we've had, but also making sure we come together and build for a better future.
Right.
I think Juneteenth, it means freedom in all ways.
Right.
Mentally, spiritually, physically, economically, but I think you also want to look forward in Juneteenth, not just backwards.
Right.
Definitely. And I'm glad you mentioned it. It's not a day off, it's a day on. And never stop learning whatever you are on your journey. And my family joked last year when it was federally recognized, you're going to cook out? And I thought about it. I'm like, no, that's not what this is for.
Right.
Let's find some things to do. Let's find some ways we can get active
or
be productive, whether it's within our personal circle or within the community circle. So definitely a great opportunity because we can't forget where we were. And we always have to keep striving for more freedom.
That's it.
Right.
And we have to do it together.
Right.
I think one thing we really want is for us not to forget that we've always been a community and a communal people, even as African Americans, even if you think back to slavery. Mm-hmm. We can't lose that.
Right.
We don't get ahead if we do things individually. We really do well when we come together as a community. So,
keyword, unity. Woo.
Mm-hmm. Unity. I'm hoping that we can do that. And this event, by the way, this event is for everyone in our whole community. We want everyone to celebrate Juneteenth.
I was just about to ask you that. Do I have to be African American to come to Juneteenth?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Right.
We're celebrating freedom. Freedom affects freedom for people who are in this country. So this affects everybody.
It does. It definitely does.
And you know, the tagline, Unity Week and Juneteenth Celebration. Unity,
right.
Everyone. It's all inclusive. Mm-hmm. Come join the fun. Come join the learning. Come join the activity. Have some fun, get some fresh air. That bike trail is looking really, really, really handsome for me. I got a bike and I've been riding it, so.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Ooh, and ladies, I'm sorry, Lakita would be so upset with me. And Sharika and Arisha and Takara, people who have done some really hard work, but there is a kid zone on Saturday that should have all the things you would expect in a kid zone, the video games, the blow up jumpies. There's a slime, there's some slime, there's all types of stuff. If y'all have kids, you know about
just the bring them, right, right.
So please don't, no, there's no reason to not come.
And the Kid Zone is going to be June 18th at the Civic Center.
That's right.
Pooh, Poppy, and Nate, and pack your bags. Auntie is getting you. We are going to celebrate. Yes. And y'all are going to learn something that day.
So, I Janice, is there anything else that we should know or the community should know about Juneteenth or just the celebration in general for that week?
Yeah, no, really, you can go to columbusga.gov/Juneteenth, columbusga.gov/Juneteenth, and get all the details. It's also, you can go to the Columbus Civic Center's Facebook page and webpage. They have also additional details on it as well. And you know, when you see Rob Landers and Toya Tucker, you know, make sure just to pat them on the back and tell them thank you for pushing through.
Yes, round of applause. Yes, already. Right. I haven't even gone yet. If I can go in the future, I will go before and tell y'all to bring y'all behinds with you. But I cannot wait. You will definitely see my face at some of these events. I am going to carve out some time. Excellent. So I know Sharika's going to be, Sharika's everywhere.
I'll make a few of them.
Yeah, Sharika can clone herself. I'm trying to figure out how she does it.
I honestly feel like she has a stunt double somewhere.
I do.
That's my secret. You let it out the bag.
Her big hair, I'm telling you. I said, Sharika, is that you?
I know. I've mastered being in like two places at the same time.
So.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So I have to give, I'll have to teach that later.
Charge.
And will, right. Monetize on that.
I'm telling you. So this has been a great episode of Sunday Conversations with Sherry Shante and
Sharika Day.
Man, we learned so, so much. And this is going to be a busy week from June 13th to June 20th. We have so many things to get into in the city.
I am so excited. If you did not get excited from Janice's energy, I'm telling you, I don't even know what to say. I mean, she has me ready to go like tomorrow.
What's your favorite event? What do you think you're most interested in?
So it's between the food trucks and then you know I'm all about art and fashion.
I knew it.
Yep. So I am looking forward to those.
Food, art, fashion, and that play zone she mentioned. I got to get the kids out there. So I am looking
forward
to it.
Can you leave them? Because I have a couple. Do they? We have to stay with the kids or can we just kind of throw them in the bouncy house?
Please have a chaperone for your babies. But it is going to be so much fun. It seems like a lot of learning opportunities, a lot of activity, and a lot of engagement with all organizations. And everyone is welcome to come out and join the fun.
Yep. So that's what makes me proud to be in Columbus, because I love when we come together to do things like this. So I just can't wait. I'm excited.
Well, until the festivities start, we will see you soon.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.